I had a question asked to me a while ago, and I've been trying to find a spot to squeeze this in, but usually at the end of a message, we're already kind of up for time, so I haven't put it in. But so let me just present this question, and if I don't do this justice, then I'll have to explain this again at a different service. But here was basically the question, okay? We've been talking about the transformation of the Holy Spirit, right? And the question was, doesn't the Holy Spirit transforming you sort of contradict the whole yet not I concept? And here's sort of how this was framed, though. I'm going to try to do it justice. So the perception of the Holy Spirit sort of changing you and transforming you, which you were using that terminology more at the beginning of this series, that we know that when we believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit transforms our flesh. He transforms our body. He transforms our mind. Well, the perception might be, okay, to some people, that when I believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is sort of transforming my body, and he's sort of improving my body, conforming my body to his image. And if that's true, right, and the Holy Spirit is making my body better, so to speak, making my mind better, if the renewal of my mind is him sort of making my thoughts better and improving those thoughts, you know, doesn't that contradict the yet not I thing, where it's actually not me that does it, but it's the Holy Spirit that's doing it through me? I'll make this clear. Because if the perception is sort of that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of me, and he reaches out, and he improves something about me, he improves something in my mind, he improves something in my body, and now, is it sort of like he improves something in my body, and now I'm sort of more able now to do this particular godly thing because God transformed me? I don't know if anyone's following me on this, but is it sort of work that the Holy Spirit, rather than him just working through me, is it sort of like the Holy Spirit is transforming my body, to where he makes my body better, and then my body is sort of still doing it? My body is just better now because the Holy Spirit made it better and more capable of doing godliness, right? I don't know if I framed that correctly at all or not, but is that the case, that the Holy Spirit sort of transforming, changing my body and making it more capable of doing godliness? And if so, doesn't that sort of contradict the concept that the Holy Spirit's doing it and it's not me doing it? So sort of reconciling transformation with this yet not I thing of it's not me doing it, but it's the Holy Spirit doing it through me. All right. The reconciliation here is this. Many people may not understand this, but I'm going to do my best here. So, by the Spirit, right? But the way that it actually works is this. It's not that the Holy Spirit manifests from you and sort of makes some changes in your flesh and in your mind and then sort of comes back in on the inside of you. And now you're just, you know, your mind is better and now can think better, and now your body's better and can act better, and now, you know, you're more capable of doing godliness, okay? So it's sort of, the way that I explained it was this. It's not so much the Holy Spirit reaches out of you and just sort of changes something and then reaches back in, all right? If your mind renewal is at 10%, say, then we obviously understand that in proportion to that, the Holy Spirit is able to work through you at 10%. But it doesn't mean that when you're being transformed by the Holy Spirit, it's not the Holy Spirit is reaching out to you and he's sort of changing little things here and making your body better and then coming back on the inside of you. If your knowledge is at 10% and the Holy Spirit is therefore able to work through you at 10%, the word transformation is more like this. The Holy Spirit manifests from you and is continually manifesting from you at that sort of 10% capacity, if that makes sense. The Holy Spirit is manifesting from you, and it's not just changing your body and then sort of coming back in on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is manifesting from you at 10% and is sort of staying there. He's flowing through you constantly at that 10%. So it's not as if God makes you more capable and then you are sort of acting apart from the Holy Spirit's working. If I renew my mind 10%, the Holy Spirit is constantly working in me at that 10% capacity. Does that make any sense to anybody? And if not, I'll try to give a little bit more clarification here. The scriptural evidence that I gave for this was this, that in Ezekiel, for instance, the temple is depicted as the church, right? And in Ezekiel, he sees the temple, and it's a symbol of the new earth. So at this point in time, what the temple represents is the church in the new earth, having already been, you know, fully glorified in our bodies and all of that. And yet you still see a river flowing out of the temple at that point. The river is still flowing out of it. And so what I pointed out with that is that in the new earth, you will already be at 100% transformation in your body. Understood, right? in the new earth, there will not be any further transformation needed. And yet you still see the river flowing out of the temple in the new earth. And that's why I was saying that, you know, being transformed 10%, again, just to use percentages here to make it understandable, if you know Jesus 10% and are therefore are transformed 10%, it's not that you're transformed 10%, like the Holy Spirit has made you capable and then comes back on the inside of you. Is that he's constantly flowing through you at 10%. That's why you see that even when we don't need any more transformation in the new earth, the Holy Spirit is still flowing out of us. It's just that he's flowing out of us and working through us at 100% capacity rather than in sort of drips and drabs. So again, if that didn't make sense, I'm trying to explain it the best that I can, but that was sort of the question posed, was that doesn't the term, the concept of transformation of the Holy Spirit contradict yet not I? But it doesn't contradict it, because transformation is not talking about God making you better and then therefore you're better off now to work without him. Transformation is God working through you at that particular capacity. And I'm convinced that if somehow the Holy Spirit just stopped manifesting himself through you, you would be as stupid and silly and ungodly as you were before. Because it's not that the Holy Spirit can just make you better and then you go ahead and do it now because I made you better, right? It's 10% transformation of the Holy Spirit would be 10% of the Holy Spirit constantly working through you at all times. That's the best I got. So if you have any questions about that further, I can answer them. And for that matter, does anyone have any questions about that at all? Or a part that you're like, hey, what the heck did you just say there? Or a particular part that you needed more clarification on? It's not the kind of question that I would have perceived myself, because I hadn't seen the word transformation ever like that. I sort of just saw the word transformation as meaning that's how much the Holy Spirit's working through me. But it is true that if you do perceive the word transformation as meaning God just making you better, and then he sort of comes back on the inside of you, it would seem to contradict the concept of yet not I. But